taking the floor for the first time, let me join the previous speakers in congratulating Switzerland on taking over the presidency of the second review conference of the Convention of Cluster Munitions. Montenegro welcomes the compromise solution of holding this first part of the second review conference in virtual format due to the health situation imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. We see all this as another proof of Switzerland's traditional commitment to the convention and its effective implementation. This is also an opportunity to express our gratitude to Afghanistan and Sweden for their contribution as thematic coordinators, as well as to the implementation support unit for its diligent and hard work. Mr. President, Montenegro fully subscribes with the EU statements, and therefore I would like to make just a few comments in my national capacity. Montenegro remains firmly committed to the effective implementation of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. It has been demonstrated most notably by clearing all cluster munition remnants on its territory in accordance with the provision of Article 4 of the Convention, as already mentioned by a number of previous speakers. This successful endeavor has been conducted under the framework of the country coalition concept with Norway as the donor and the Norwegian people said as an operator contributing to the successful fulfillment of Montenegro's obligation under Article 4 before the deadline. Hence, in terms of cluster munition remnants, we are proud to be in position to officially declare that the territory of Montenegro is a free zone. Having said that, it doesn't mean that this process was devoid of challenges. As shown during the implementation phase, they initially identified suspicious contaminated area of 1.71 square kilometers was about 10% larger, resulting in additional tasks. Mr. President, by completing this activity, we can confidently say that Montenegro has fulfilled all time-bound obligations under the Convention on the Cluster Munitions before the deadline. In this regard, we are deeply grateful to Norway for the effective partnership and their diligent work and contribution. It is also worth mentioning that additionally to clearing requirements, the Article 4 calls for further measures to prevent harm to civilians, stressing the importance of risk reduction and the risk education activities in this regard. While we are proud of the mentioned achievements, Montenegro stands equally ready to fulfill other remaining obligations, notably those related to the victims' assistance. Let me conclude by recalling that Montenegro and Croatia have become the latest stateless parties to successfully complete cluster munition clearance. And I use this opportunity to thank to everyone who already welcomed the completion of these obligations by Montenegro. On this note, I would like to assure you, Mr. President, of our full support to successful and action-oriented deliberations. I thank you.